This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wis Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Tomorrow is primary election day in Wisconsin. One of the races to watch is the Republican primary in the 8th Congressional District, where Donald Trump is endorsing Tony Weed.
This race is all about how important is the Trump endorsement in a primary in Wisconsin, especially in the Green Bay area.
Wis Politics editor J.R. Ross says Roger Roth and his supporters can afford a lot of TV ads while Andre Jacques is busy campaigning door to door.
What wins out? Air power, the Trump endorsement, or this kind of credibility that Andre Jacques has?
One of the big races to watch tomorrow is the Democratic primary in the 3rd Congressional District. Rebecca Cook has been campaigning for 2 years and has the most money. Katrina Shanklin has the backing of party and union leaders.
Can she break through, even though she has less money than Rebecca Cook, who has been a great fundraiser, but she doesn't have that same kind of like support with some of these unions and those people who turn folks out?
Wis Politics editor J.R. Ross speaking with WISN-TV's Upfront. Eric Wilson is also running in the primary. The Wisconsin Technical College system has a new leader. Layla Merrifield has been a fiscal analyst for the Wisconsin Legislative Fiscal Bureau and has also worked as a policy advisor for the technical colleges. Her new role is to oversee Wisconsin's 16 technical colleges. Merrifield starts her new job September 9th. Communities appear to be slow to apply for money to fix up rural roads. The Wisconsin Agricultural Road Improvement Program aims to fix roads damaged by heavy agricultural and logging traffic. The program has given out $50 million this year, and the deadline to apply for the next round of $100 million is the end of September. There are new standards for meat to carry the USDA certified organic label, but farmers have until the end of 2028 to comply. Seth Milstein is a reporter for Sentient Media.
There are various procedures that were just flat out banned in the new standards. Tail docking of cows and gestation crates and farrowing cages for pigs or toe clipping chickens.
Milstein points out the standards affect only farmers who volunteer to have their products certified USDA organic. Wisconsin wildlife officials expect more deer in the woods this fall. The Department of Natural Resources released its annual deer forecast last week. Mild weather last winter helped more fawns survive the cold weather months. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The missing 14-year-old Adams County teen was found in Wisconsin Rapids on Friday. Christopher M. Schmitz Jr. ran away last week and was seen in the Nakusa area. The Adams County Sheriff's Office stated Christopher was located safely in Wisconsin Rapids and returned to his legal guardians. Gas prices fell 9.6 cents last week. The average across the state is $3.40 per gallon today. This is almost 10 cents higher than a month ago, but over 33 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Demand is dropping as the summer driving season is slowing down. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said as long as we can avoid a major hurricane threatening refineries in the Gulf region, the declines should continue. The national average could dip to the lowest level of the summer. Gas prices in central Wisconsin range from $3.19 to $3.26 per gallon. State Representative Katrina Shanklin visited Wisconsin Rapids on Saturday for their Get Out the Vote rally. Joining her on the 10-city barnstorm tour was David Hogg. He's a national voice for gun safety and a survivor of the Parkland, Florida school shooting.
This race really matters. And it's because for the past 6 years since Parkland, I've been going around the country and working in state legislatures to change gun laws, and we've made progress, even in Florida.
David said they faced a lot of opposition to their movement.
But the reason we were able to change gun laws in Florida is because we had the one thing that so many people didn't have, and that was the audacity to hope.
He also said gun laws need to be passed on a federal level, not just at the state level.
But we have to continue doing the work because we can pass all the state gun laws we want, right? Because we hear these talking points all the time about how Chicago has strong gun laws, but they still have gun violence. Well, guess what? Chicago's right next to Indiana.
You have an opportunity to share your ideas on how to improve healthcare access and health outcomes today and tomorrow. UW Extension researchers will be in Marshfield today at the library to hear your thoughts. Participation is voluntary, and you'll receive a gift card for your time. They're at the Marshfield Library at 10 a.m. or 2 p.m. today. On Tuesday, researchers will be at the McMillan Library at 10 a.m., 2 p.m., or 6 p.m. You can find out more by emailing ruralhealth@extension.wisc.edu. Our local veterans are busy on Wednesday this week. Heroes Cafe starts at 7:30 a.m. at Crossview Church. Later on Wednesday, they'll be at our WFHR and WIRI parking lot party to help celebrate from noon to 6. On Wednesday night, American Legion Post 9 will have their monthly meeting at 7 p.m. State Representative Katrina Shanklin visited Wisconsin Rapids on Saturday. Since the primary battle between her and Rebecca Cook has turned ugly with the influx of PAC funds, I asked her how she will work for change if elected to Congress. She said Citizens United needs to end.
When it comes to unlimited dark money in politics, there are multiple ways you can shine a light on it. You can require and mandate disclosures of all PACs as one example, but I think we can go even further than transparency. I think we need to hold all PACs to the same campaign finance limits as individuals. It seems very common sense to me that you and I should be held to the same standard of how much money we can give an elected official or a candidate, but why can an out-of-state corporation come in and create or fund any PAC in the nation that can then come into an election with unlimited money? That doesn't seem right.
The primary election is Tuesday, August 13th. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Dodgers are coming to town. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a four-game series against the LA Dodgers tonight in Milwaukee. Veteran lefty Clayton Kershaw on the mound for Los Angeles against the Brewers' Freddie Peralta. Yesterday, the crew got a look at lefty D.L. Hall, back for the first time since going on the IL last April. Manager Pat Murphy.
Best he's thrown all year, my opinion, that I've witnessed. Thought he deserved better luck. I don't think he would have given up but one run. Thought he maintained it. I thought he was very good.
The Brewers losing 4-3 to the Reds, snapping a five-game winning streak for Milwaukee. NFL, Packers back at practice this week. Then they head to Denver to play the Broncos Sunday night. The Badgers have a quarterback competition going on. Is it going to be Tyler Van Dyke or Braden Locke?
These guys are battling right now, and I think the advantage that Braden has is he has a year under his belt and a huge working knowledge, and he is twice the player that he was last year. I just said that in the staff meeting the other day. He is vastly improved.
That's offensive coordinator Phil Longo. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Bob Odenkirk and Bill Burr have been on their share of stages, but both will experience a first when they head to Broadway next spring. The actor-comedians will join Kieran Culkin on Broadway and Glengarry Glen Ross. If you haven't seen the 1992 film written by David Mamet based on his play of the same title, it's worth a watch. The story is set in a cutthroat Chicago real estate office. Burr will be in the Dave Moss role, played by Ed Harris in the film. Culkin will play Richard Roma, who is portrayed by Al Pacino, and Odenkirk takes the role of Shelley Levine, the character played by Jack Lemmon. That's one to see. If Taylor Sheridan has writer's cramp, he is great at hiding it. He's written yet another Yellowstone spinoff that's headed to the little screen. The show Madison will star Michelle Pfeiffer as the female lead. She will also executive produce. Madison follows a New York City family as they adjust to life in the West. Rumors are that Kurt Russell will also join the cast. Madison's previous title was 2024. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. Slight chance of a thunderstorm today. Otherwise, sunshine and 78. For tonight, partly cloudy, low of 55. Sunny, 81 for Tuesday. 82 on Wednesday with mostly sunny skies. Slight chance of a shower on Thursday with highs in the mid-70s.
Right now, it's 62.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry, that's WIS, country.com.